Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. And as you know, I'm very happy to, this week, and especially all this week so far, because I'm in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from Small Business Week, and specifically from the U.S. Chamber's Summit, their Small Business Summit that they've been conducting. Now, I think this is the 12th year, because, and I was there for the very first one. I think I've been there for all the others since then. It's always been fun for me to support the U.S. Chamber and the good work they do on behalf of small business. And nobody represents that statement more than our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, the VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. And he's our good friend. He's your good friend, whether you know it or not. He's here right now. He's been a great host for me this week. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to see you. I tell you, the energy in the room and the enthusiasm of all the small business people, you know, it's a culture shock to have 1,000 small business owners come to Washington, D.C. Hopefully some of this enthusiasm and energy wears off on the bureaucrats here in D.C. I know it's worn off on me. I'd leave so pumped up when after these summits, because we can see why we do what we do, you and I both.
Absolutely. I was so proud of to meet some of your honorees and other folks who just came, just wanted to show up and support. You know, Giovanni, if we could get small business owners organized the way unions are organized, the way other single-issue constituents are organized, if we could get small business owners organized like that, we could rule the world. And you know what? If we could do that, the world would be a better place. What do you think?
I was thinking the same thing. The power of small business is just amazing. I mean, unfortunately, or fortunately for the economy, I mean, they just spend all their time and energy just growing these businesses. And I'm going to tell you, some of the businesses that we honored this week are just phenomenal. And it's not just profits. It's what they do for the community. It's how they treat their employees. You know, contrary to what government thinks, they really think of their employees as, their family, and they certainly look to their communities. They provide all sorts of fundraisers and different things that really increase the prosperity for their region.
Well, you know, Giovanni, I was just talking to Jack Otter with CBS Money Watch in the previous segment, and he was talking about he was saying the things that most people say, and he was right. Small business is the backbone of the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, there's something else though that you find out here on Main Street, and small businesses on Main Street, that I think is something people need to be talking about more and more. The ethical behavior, the professional ethical quality behavior that this country was founded on is still found on Main Street. It's not on Wall Street. It's not in Washington. But on Main Street, you still find that. And that's the reason why I think that our country needs to turn to Wall Street to get its legs back under it, to find our bearing, to find our true north again. If they want to find America's true north, Giovanni, it's on Main Street. It hasn't died. It's just on Main Street. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The moral compass of this country is really centered in the small business community. They're just, you know, we always say these sayings, you know, they're the backbone. But if you see and you talk to the small business owners that have come to town today, they truly are. I mean, they just exude the energy and within their communities. They're just so involved, and they're humble about it. Every yep. one of them just enjoyed the spotlight, but they were so humbled by the fact that they were getting honored, and you know, they really don't, you know, they prefer just to do what they do best, and it's
right.
just amazing.
That's right. You know, and you say they're humble. You know, the folks, the reason they're humble is they don't really think what they do is that special. They don't, you know, to me, small business owners, Giovanni, are like the beauty queen in high school who didn't know she was beautiful. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I agree.
Hey, Giovanni, give us the website, please.
www.uschamber.com, and the summit website is uschambersummit.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Giovanni's going to do on Capitol Hill this week, or today, I should say, and some breaking news out from the Congressional Budget Office that you need to know about. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.